Hello, patrons. Hope you're well. Just a quick note to say, obviously, Double Game Week 37 confirmed for the six teams as expected. So Tottenham versus Manchester City will be Tuesday, 14th of May. Brighton versus Chelsea and Manchester United versus Newcastle, Wednesday, the 15th of May. Interestingly, for the Sky listeners, Manchester United and Arsenal will be a single game day, Sunday, the 12th of May. And Aston Villa versus Liverpool single game day, Monday the 13th of May. That's it. There's nothing really to that's come completely as expected. So that doesn't change anything in terms of the planning, as you probably noticed from the title of this as well. No Tottenham arse today. Listen to this. This is why.
Hello, patrons. Welcome to Tottenham arse. My name's James, and his name is
Cleaton. I'm good, mate. I'm good. Yeah, controversy. No, I don't think it was a penalty on Saka, but I also don't think he dived. I don't think he was cheating.
I wish you just stopped at, I didn't think it was a penalty, so I was going to say, yes, I did.
Yeah, sorry. What you just heard there is what you would have had of 55 minutes of Tottenham arse if we'd released it. So, yeah, unfortunately, me and Clayton did, I think, a cracking Tottenham arse podcast. It is unretrievable. Well, it is retrievable in the sense that Clayton's got an audio, but I haven't, unfortunately. And unfortunately, the rest of our days is just too stacked to be able to fit it back in today. And as per is the case, when this has happened, and it has happened before and will probably happen again, not to the quite the same extent, but there is very little more frustrating than putting effort into a recording and then you haven't got it. The motivation to do it again is a bit shit. We could try and do it again now, but it'll be very, very tight for time. I've got to get home and do some other bits. Clayton's got some other bits to do. So no Tottenham arse today, unfortunately. And it won't be tomorrow either because I've got the day with Harry. Tomorrow I'm on dad duty as mum's going to work. And I've got to look after him before he goes back to school next Monday. So what we'll do with Tottenham arse, we will redo it, but we'll put it out for you on Friday. I don't think there's anything in there. It's a shame that, particularly from the Arsenal buying perspective, Clayton and I had some really good discussion about the stuff last night and stuff. It'll be better if we do it again on Friday rather than do it today, unfortunately. So you'll have Tottenham arse on Friday and the differential show on Friday. Unfortunately, that's going to be the best way of doing things rather than do a rush job to redo it and feel a little bit demotivated because we've already recorded it. So apologies. Me and Clayton will do Tottenham arse again on Friday. While I'm on that, one of the things that was revealed is no Tottenham arse, no Tottenham next week. Actually going to have Tottenham Chelsea next week for you. On Monday, Harry Daniels, FPL Harry, I'm sure you all know, a good friend of the show, is coming to visit us next Monday, and he's going to do a recording with me for that on Monday that we'll have out before Chelsea's game with Everton on Monday. Hence, that's why next week's Q&A won't be until Wednesday. So apologies for the inconvenience, guys. I know many of you were probably looking forward to that. I think we recorded a really good pod as well, which makes it doubly fucking frustrating. We had some good banter jokes about the stuff that happened with Arsenal last night. And no, Clayton doesn't think it was a penalty on Saka. I'll tell you that as a spoiler now. But we discussed lots, including the bizarre Gabriel handball, what happened, the psychological impacts of what changed. We will cover that all again. And then we did bits on Tottenham's performance against Forest and the psychological, whether it really matters to finish fourth or fifth for Tottenham as well. We will redo that for you on Friday. Sorry, guys, it is not going to be today. Take care, guys. Ciao for now.